This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I appreciate so much the time that you spend with us and the time you spend, you know, just being with me, listening to me, and giving me your feedback and input. And I very much appreciate it. Head up to the website, therealside.com, again, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on. Now, it's kind of usually the last hour I save as a smorgasbord of stories and information, things that have gone on during the day. And, you know, today being D-Day and the president was talking a lot, giving some speeches. The thing I love the most, though, I mean, they had to be waiting for him. Right? I mean, the mainstream media was sitting there waiting to pounce on anything he might say that might be wrong. Right? I mean, I love it. And what was it, Morning Joe? I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. Morning Joe and others couldn't say anything wrong about it. I mean, again, when you talk Jim Acosta, he couldn't say a word. Right? I mean, he had to give the president kudos, which means, in my mind's eye, that he must have been off his meds. He had to be. Because he never wants to give the president, you know, kudos for anything. And there was one fellow, I can't pull it up right now. You find it on the Washington Post. And it was the opinion that Trump blew it today. He blew what he, you know, the honor he could have given these people. Which to me is, it's the hate that's looking for. But you have to admit, no matter how much you love your parents, your kids, your whatever, you have to admit, you can always find something wrong. Looking for something right, I mean, looking for something they're doing good, sometimes you have to work hard at it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next week, the House is going to vote on raises for themselves. So they're screaming about money. They won't give any money for the wall. There's so many things they won't give any money for, but they're going to give themselves a raise, right? $4,500. I don't know if that's a year. I have to take a look.
It's a year.
Is it a year?
Yeah,
it's peanuts, but it's still money.
I haven't had one in decades.
Yeah, no, me either. You know? Oh my God! Here's a great story from the. I haven't done stories from the Huffington Post for so long. But I used to get some great stories. They used to have a maybe they still do. But they used to have an area called Weird Stories, Weird but True, or something like that. And I would do those on a regular basis because they were whacked. And they were out there. But you know, when you get down to it, and you hear some of these other things. You just sit there, and scratch your head. Like, do you know that women aren't the only people who get abortions? Transgender men and other gender nonconforming folks get abortions too, but no one's discussing how the recent abortion bans will affect them. Jack Aquine Gutierrez was a 20-year-old college student in a self-described crappy relationship when they found out that they were pregnant. It was 2011. Gutierrez is a non-binary person who uses the pronouns they and them. Can you imagine walking into a hospital and insisting, now you're standing there alone by yourself, and you're looking at the admissions person, and they go, Mr. and Mrs., and you say, they. They look up and look at you, I'm sorry, what was that? What's your, they. It's not Mr., it's not Mrs., it's not him or her, it's they. I'd be sending you to the psychiatric ward. Because any way you cut it, this is what I love about this, they paint themselves into a corner. Words cannot mean anything you want them to mean whenever you want them to mean. Okay? Really that simple. And they is plural. Them is plural. Any way you cut it, it's plural. So unless you're possessed with a multitude of demons, there's no reason to call you they or them. Anyhow, had a pool of all their money at the time to pay the $500 to get the abortion pill, even though Gutierrez chose to have a medication abortion. Because Gutierrez said that she didn't want a bunch of people in her crotch. So they were still forced to undergo two transvaginal ultrasounds before obtaining the abortion pill. They were forced to. You have to follow the rules. I mean, really, it's that simple. There has to be some normality. There has to be some process that you have to follow, whether you like it or not. I felt very, very much alone, Gutierrez told the HuffPost. I didn't have any frame of reference for what an abortion would be like, not to mention what an abortion would be like as a non-binary person. Gutierrez went to Planned Parenthood. They were consistently misgendered, and there was no option for preferred pronouns. Oh, my. I mean, seriously. I got called Miss and Ma'am all the time, they said, and staff was super sweet to me, but I was too terrified to really sit down and have a conversation and say, hey, my pronouns are this, and my identity is this. Would you stop doing that? You're about ready to abort a baby. You're about ready to get rid of a human being, and your only concern is whether it's they or that, they or them. I was too busy going, holy crap, I'm in a clinic and I don't know what to expect. Well, does anybody really go in for their first abortion? Do they really have a clue? You could look it up online. No, we don't want to do that. Never mind, because you might see what's really happening. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You're listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is in. Joe Biden has another reversal. He's evolved again. I'll get back to the other story in a second. I just can't, you know, I love this stuff. I really do. But, you know, remember, he has had a viewpoint on federally funded abortions forever. You know, just like he did about, you know, same-sex marriage and all this other stuff, right? And now all of a sudden, he's, what's the word I'm looking for? He's had a reversal. It's just, to me, it gets, as the days go on, this stuff gets worse and worse and worse. And it's, you know what, the biggest part about it is because people buy into it. because people believe these guys. Like they have an ounce of integrity. And Joe, because, you know, as you heard the young gay man say earlier, they start checking the polls, they start seeing how people feel about certain things, and then they evolve. So, Joe Biden said Thursday that he no longer supports a ban on federal funding for abortions, known as the Hyde Amendment. He announced the move just a day after sharp criticism from campaign rivals. Well, so what? What sets you apart, Joe? The former vice president announced the change during a speech at the Democratic National Committee's African American Leadership Council. Matter of fact, this is amazing. The African American, the Black Leadership Council, the one that has, I mean, the Planned Parenthood is targeted for annihilation, and that's the one he's bowing down to. As a matter of fact, it's I wish Corey was still on. Because that's the one you would think they know better. You would think they know what this is all about. Right? What was it, 2 years ago? New York City, or New York, actually had more black abortions, more black babies were aborted than actually given birth. And that's okay? How is that okay? And if you're a racist piece of work and you got an idea about that, you just move on. Seriously. But Joe backed away because the other Dems got on his case. It made him feel bad. It's just amazing. It really is. These guys are just, they never cease to amaze me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, apparently, according to the Huffington Post, women aren't the only ones that have abortions. See, this is a question I have. I mean, again, they think I'm just being mean and I hate the transgender. No, I hate your terminologies. I hate your inability to have reality, to have a foundation, to have truths. Like in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can't have a truth, apparently. So, let me see. You're a human being with a heartbeat. You have a uterus. You got pregnant through normal sexual means, but yet you're not a female. And you're upset that a medical facility is looking at you as such because you have a uterus, and that's usually how it works. So I'm just trying to understand. It says, I feel like I always have to justify my existence. No, that's in your head. They're treating you like a human being because they're being nice to you. What they call you, unless they call you a POS or anything along those lines, nasty, the rest of it's, remember something. Just for the record, 100% of the people that walk in the door to Planned Parenthood for an abortion are usually females. Right? Now, the thing I love about it, the story goes on. I mean, I could read the whole thing, but I'm not going to. There's actually a second person involved in the conversation, too. And what this person says is, make no mistake, the abortion bans are absolutely an attack on cis women. So now we're going to break it down to cisgen issues, because that's what abortion was all about. No, you moron. Abortions from day one. From when Margaret Sanger started talking about them, they would regulate the black community, pretty much wipe it out. Right? And they're aimed at transgender, intersex, and other gender nonconforming people. No, actually not. They're aimed at getting rid of the black baby population. Kazim Murphy Jackson, a transgender man, said that his abortion experience was similar to Gutierrez. Jackson was raped his junior year in college and 6 weeks later had to take out a loan to get an abortion at a Planned Parenthood. It was awkward because people were not competent around trans masculine folks getting abortions. Right? So, the first question they got is this abortion for your partner? I mean, why is that a bad question? They ask everybody that question. Why should you be any different? Anyway, But again, a kid got out of this. They're actually offended. They're in there for an abortion to kill a human being, and they're actually offended at the fact that somebody's confused with their gender. You have a uterus, you have a baby in the uterus, and you're actually upset that they don't know what your gender is, or they not calling you by the gender that you want to be called by. The Dr. Crystal Redman, an executive director of Southeastern nonprofit Spark Reproductive Justice, she seems to believe that the system is all designed around to fail at gender nonconforming people. You see how they, it's me, 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 it's all about me, it's all about me. It's nothing to do with the millions of babies you've killed, trying to wean out the non-desirables, the black community. No, no, it's not about that at all. It's about the fact that Margaret Sanger sat there and thought about the gay and lesbian community or the transgender community back then and decided she was going to keep them from having babies or try to make them feel bad. Come on. Do you hear how asinine this sounds? Do you not understand that some of this confusion you bring on yourself, actually most of it you do? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude with some of you, but you've got a vagina and you want everybody to stop and go, well, she's got a vagina, but that doesn't mean she's a she. She might be a he-less, assless. Well, that's not fair. It's just not fair to do. It's not fair to expect people to know. And then some of you who believe in gender fluidity, which is really even funnier, somebody you walk in the doctor's office as a he, and halfway through the examination, now you want to be called a she. How does that actually work? Because I've heard the ones that believe in gender fluidity. I've heard them discuss how it changes from minute to minute, day to day, hour to hour. Or it can, depending on how they feel. That's the part I love. How they feel. So now we're back to whatever you feel is what truth is, what reality is. That in and of itself is a falsehood. And you know it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the Monday deadline approaches, there's still no deal between the U.S. and Mexico to avert import tariffs on Mexican goods. President Trump wants Mexico to stem the flow of Central American migrants arriving at the southern border. Discussions will continue on Friday. some progress has been made as they talk about major changes to asylum rules and border enforcement. Mexico's foreign minister, who's in Washington for the negotiations, said both sides should want to avoid the tariffs.
The tariffs could be very costly for the U.S. economy, the consumers in the United States, and the Mexican economy.
Officials at the White House say President Trump and his Mexican counterpart have not yet spoken directly. They say they're the only two people who can strike a deal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with us. So much appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, I mean sincerely, I do appreciate the time you spent with us. Now, you know, let's see how true my conservative friends can be and listeners. We always say that we should be able to talk to each other, we should be able to have conversations. And when it comes to Christianity, it is... There's different groups in there, just like there is in a political party, if you would. Right? You have Catholics, you have evangelicals, non-evangelicals, Calvin. I mean, we go through all the stuff and confuse everybody, but I don't want to do all that. I want to deal with one issue and one issue only. Now, there is very little that this Pope comes out with that I agree with. Very little. Still a human being. I still respect him. He still has given his life to God, what he believes in. You have to have a little respect for that. But he recently came out and said that, he approved the final changes to the Lord's Prayer. And he's replaced, now before I read the article and I'm watching things come across my screen and I'm going, okay, wait a minute, what did he do? Rewrite the whole thing? He made a change from lead us not into temptation with do not let us fall into temptation. And people have gone nuts over this. And I'm not gonna beat this up because the theologians are gonna jump in, they're gonna start screaming and yelling and a whole nine yards. So I've always said to people, you need to study. You can't just read the Bible, you gotta study the Bible. You got to study the word. So how many of you know that the word, we have one word for love in English. Whether you're talking about prostitution, sex, right? Because they were making love in the backseat of the car. No, they weren't. They were having sex. All right? The love that you have for your daughter is different than the love you have for your wife, which is different than the love you have for your mother, which is different than the love you have for chicken cacciatore. You know what I'm saying? But we use one word for all of that. But that's not true in the Bible. There's six or seven. I'm having a brain fade. There are six or seven different words that are translated to love in English. Remember, the Bible is translated from one language or a couple languages to the different ones in the different countries, right? I mean, it's almost, if you look at the Old King James to New English, that's almost a translation in and of itself. But I'm going to go back to what I keep saying. You know, you just take the Ten Commandments. Everybody says, they say, okay, there's a commandment about killing. Is there? Oh, yeah, thou shalt not kill. Right. That should be changed to thou shalt not murder. Because if you kill an animal to eat it, because it doesn't say kill a human being, right? I mean, I'm going to get as ridiculous as some people are going to get. But if you kill in self-defense, that's not a sin. If somebody's going to take your life or try to take your life, that's not a sin. If you protect somebody else's life by taking a life, not that's what you end up trying to do, that's not a sin. A sin is when you sit and calculate and plan out to take somebody else's life. And you usually murder somebody because you're what? You're jealous, you're envious, they have something you want. I mean, go down a whole list. We can psychobabble this thing all day long. But this is why it's important that words get translated properly. So, when you look at this stuff and you go through the whole thing, now I can give you scriptures that actually say God doesn't tempt us. He doesn't tempt us in evil things. And I'm not going to do all of that right now. I just am amazed at the amount of fighting and arguing going on within the Christian church, if you would. Because the Pope, by the true translation, by looking at the original words and the uses for the original words, has approved a change in the Catholic Church from lead us not into... So God, what does God do? Does he take you by the hand and lead you? Like me, I'm out and about all day. So what's he do? Does he grab me by the hand, take the steering wheel, drive me to the hotel room where there's three hookers waiting for me? I'm a married man. I'm not supposed to be doing that kind of... Well, I'm even unmarried. I'm not supposed to be doing that kind of stuff. Why would God do that to me? And what's the devil do? Does he just hang out and watch? I've always said this before. When you're put in bad situations, for those of you who believe that everything is exactly what God wants. So here's the deal. If something pops up, I'll give you anything specific because then you guys get all stupid on me. But something comes up, and you're trying to figure out whether it's of God or not. Well, is it good or evil? And don't give me that philosophy. Well, you don't know. You know, all things, you know, end up being for the good. Well, let's talk about the situation. Okay? You find a wall. I'm just throwing this together, so bear with me. You find a wall that's got $5,000 in cash in it, and there is a driver's license. And you're standing next to one of those drainage ditches, right? That goes all the way out to the sea. Why not just take the $5,000, put it in your pocket? Isn't it like that loser's keepers thing? You know, kick the wallet into the ditch, but take the cash? You think that's what God would want you to do? If you really feel this pull to keep it because it's okay? Who's giving you that temptation? Is it God? Or is it the devil? Oh, hey, Joe, he'll never know. The guy lost his wallet. There's no way he thinks he can find it again. Or do you think it's God sitting on his throne, the almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful God, sitting on his throne, sets you up for that to see what you would do, because he has no clue what you're going to do in that situation? Do you see where I'm going with this? So that's why there are so many verses in the Bible that are easily misleading if you don't study, if you don't know what they are, if you don't know what they mean. If you don't break them down. I was blessed to go to what's called a teaching ministry for years. It wasn't a preaching ministry. It's a teaching ministry. The pastor actually broke things down, broke down words, where they came from, what the root of the word was, so you could understand what it meant in Scripture. So if you really think about it, there is a big difference between God leading you like a dog with a chain into temptation, and you being stupid enough to fall into temptation. Whatever that is, whatever that might be. Right? I mean, if you're an alcoholic, and you take a job at a bar, is that the smartest thing to do? Especially when you've kicked the habit? That'd be a heck of a temptation, wouldn't it? You think it's the only job God would find? If you asked God for a job, you told him, I'm going to go out and I'm going to fill out applications, God, and you open the door for the right job for me, the one that's going to glorify you and feed my family. And you're a recovered alcoholic. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, your buddy says, hey, they need a bartender down here at Joe's Bar. And you're just the right size. You're just the right height. You've got just the right temperament for it. You really think that's from God? Be serious. Why would he tempt you like that? What would be the upside to that? And there's a lot of other churches that have gone down that same road and actually gone back and looked up that prayer, looked up the words that made that prayer. So it's not like the Catholic Church jumped in, did this on their own, and decided to set it for everybody. You got a whole bunch of churches that have already done it to modernize the language. And remember, too, if you guys would study some of your history, right, you'd find out. Let me ask you a question for you scholars out there. I joke with this one. You think the original words of Jesus were in red? Right? They make changes. The little notations on the side of the Bible, the titles between each chapter. You think that was there? No, of course it wasn't there. How about this? For the English language, we all know how important this is. I get beat up about it all the time. Were there any periods, commas, colons, semicolons in the original Bible? I'll help you. No. And you know in the English language, commas in the wrong place, periods in the wrong place, changes the whole meaning. Which, again, is why you study. You don't just read like Reader's Digest, you study. And you ask for guidance. You know, sorry I left that out. You ask for guidance. So, when you think about the Bible being literally translated into hundreds of languages from Latin, from Greek, from Hebrew, from Aramaic. I mean, seriously, you've got to study. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, you'll sit on the Real Side. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of blackriflerealestate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Yeah, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, earlier I had said something about people, you know, just shout out where you're from. And I blew right past it. I've only got one eye, so it's kind of hard for me to see everything at once. You know, but Carlo chimed in from, Fort Lauderdale, right?
Orlando.
Eh, Florida, it's all the same to
Disney
me.
Disneytown.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, yeah, I won't say it. I'll be nice. So is it like a Mickey Mouse operation there?
It is.
Thank you very much.
It is.
Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You gotta have a little levity from time to time. And if you know my humor, it definitely is a little levity. Okay, and Dennis from Michigan. Michigan. That's how my grandmother used to say that, with that hard Italian accent. Michigan. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I do appreciate the time. Look, you know, it's really funny when you... This vax or anti-vax, I'm not going to go on tonight and let you know where I stand on it or anything else, but I find a lot of this kind of funny here. So, it was like God's... You hated children if you didn't vax your kids because... Not because of your child, because you were putting so many other children in danger. And... Which I think is funny, right? And then when you look at this, and you say, okay, but you want open borders, you want them to come up, you really think they're going to do the right thing, okay? You've got people that are running around the country that we can't find, we can't put our hands on, and we're finding out that some of these kids, they don't even belong to the people who brought them up, so how do they know they've had shots or not had shots or anything else? And let me tell you what, coming from a third world nation, they don't have their shots. Let's not play the games. But when you talk about things like scabies, we're seeing a resurgence of some of these diseases that we haven't seen in forever. Scabies, staph, chickenpox, TB, foot and mouth, hepatitis, leprosy. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff coming across the border. But we're letting those kids in school. I mean, think about it. They're running around in malls. They're running around in amusement parks. They're running around in cities. And that's all okay. Not a problem. Border Patrol agents have already experienced scabies, infestations from illegal border crossers, now fear thousands of children who are sweeping in the United States and bringing in a host of new diseases with a much more serious nature. So we're starting to see chickenpox like really grow. Staph infections go up like crazy. And again, where's the outcry from the left? Why aren't they screaming at these immigrant parents saying, hey, you can't put your kids have to have shots? No, we don't want to do that. We don't want them to feel bad. And if anybody knows what scabies is, you can get that. Look here, Goodwill's going to write me a nasty letter tomorrow. But if you have a family, and that stuff hasn't been cleaned right, because when you get scabies, you have got to clean the house, the carpets. You've got to get medication from the doctor. You've got to wash all the pads and stuff from the couch. I mean, it is nasty. It is hard to clean up. It is nasty. And it's worse than lice. You know, because for all intents and purposes, lice only hang out in a few places. But all these things are coming up. And it's big time. And where's the left? Where's their outcry at this? You're right, there isn't any. They don't care. They want those votes. All right, back to the Pope thing. We'll finish this up real quick. So like I was saying before, it's been translated. The Bible's been translated from... Not hundreds of different languages, because that wouldn't be right. Understanding how it all started, the foundation. You know, you've got Greek, Hebrew, Chaldee, Aramaic, Latin. Very few languages, but everything comes through that. And it's translated to Japanese, Chinese. You wouldn't have to translate Greek to Greek, I got that. But, you know, English. So, of course, when I was studying how the Bible was written, or how the Jews of old, the scholars of old, I mean, seriously, if those guys even sneezed on the paper they were writing on when they were copying the Bible, they would throw that paper away. Because in Hebrew, a dot in the wrong place, a word that had a certain character around it or whatever, changed the whole meaning of the word. So they went out of the way to make sure that it was the same every time, that it was true, that it was correct. They took a lot of care. They really cared about what they were doing. Right? Now, I'm not going to go breaking it down here. I don't want to do that with you guys, but you can look it up yourself. We'll post the article up later on, and you'll see how the word breaks down that Francis was talking about. And just so we're clear, again, the Pope didn't start this. He wasn't the first one. And for clarity, about 85% of the time, he and I are not on the same page. Right? And even when you translate these words, sometimes you translate these sentences, these words into other languages, you can't even use the same language. They don't have a word for it. Anyway, it's like one of the lines that changed in a Spanish translation, changes it from forgive us our trespasses to forgive us our mistakes. Well, I'd have to look deeper into the word, but really, today, in today's English, how many young kids, or how many kids, period, would understand what a trespass is? Honestly. Not a big deal, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Should I do this one? We're on it. We might as well. I don't know if you guys heard that Phil Robertson came out a while back, and he just let the Democrats have it. He said, your party's basically being run by the evil one. You know, then I got to tell you something, and again, I'm not looking for sympathy, and I'm not asking you to give sympathy to some of us. You know, Todd Stearns, myself, a few others that really hang out, have no problem hanging out using godly principles. He's lost a bunch of sponsors. Right? This God thing is making people crazy. And it doesn't have to. But what's really funny, when you saw what happened tonight with that pastor who actually apologized for praying for the president. When you think about Christians upset about a pastor praying for a human being, we are screwed. Right? That means that those people actually put politics above religion, above their belief system. Their belief system. What America reads right now are assertive personalities speaking out for what's right. You know what? When you think of Phil Robertson, there's no filter there, is there? On Tuesday, he spoke on Breitbart News with host Alex Marlow about his hope for Trump maintaining the presidency in 2020. Because, as he put it, he wants to see America keep returning to the faith in God. And he's going to keep calling out the Democratic Party for what they really are. Now, Democrats and Republicans alike, conservatives and liberals alike, watch Duck Dynasty. It was like among the top three shows at one point in time. He said, I hope President Trump stays in for another 4 years. It is possibility of hope, but we're in a mess, he said, my friend. Robertson stated when Marlow brought up America's founding fathers, God's been warning us from heaven this entire time. The founding fathers warned us when they were on this earth. Phil says, I'm warning you now. If everybody just stepped back and looked at the Democratic Party and what they're into. I mean, think about the sexual immorality, partial birth abortions or post-birth abortions, pulling God out of the platform. How does a Christian hang out in that? That's what I want to know. If you're an atheist or heathen or anything, okay, fine. But how does one who professes God, professes a love for God, professes walking with God, how do you belong to a club that wants nothing to do with God or godly principles? Think about that till our next show. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write it down for future use, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.